AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Jurors have started deliberating in Shaunditty Combs' sex trafficking case. They're weighing charges that could put the hip-hop mogul in prison for life. Combs has pleaded not guilty. A law enforcement official told the AP the suspect in the wildfire and shooting attack in northern Idaho has been identified as Wes Rowley. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
Two firefighters were shot and killed and another badly injured responding to a wildfire near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Sunday afternoon.
They were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush.
After initial confusion and a massive police response, a shelter-in-place order was lifted. Law enforcement used cell phone data to hone in on a wooded area.
There was a male, appeared to be deceased, with a weapon nearby.
Norris says authorities had to scoop up the suspect's body before it was engulfed in flames. A procession accompanied the fallen firefighters as their bodies were taken from the hospital to the medical examiner's office in nearby Spokane.
We did lose a Coeur d'Alene firefighter, and we did lose a firefighter from the Kootenai County Fire and Rescue.
Audio courtesy KXLY. I'm Jennifer King.
Tropical Storm Flossie strengthened off Mexico's southwestern Pacific coast and is expected to rapidly intensify into a hurricane late Monday or Tuesday, then skirt the coast for a few days. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on Sunday said trade talks with the U.S. have resumed after his country dropped its plan to tax U.S. technology firms. 2 days earlier, President Trump said he was suspending trade talks with Canada over that decision. The tax was set to go into effect today. The WNBA is expanding to 18 teams over the next 5 years. Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia will join by 2030. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said President Trump is planning to visit a migrant detention site in the Everglades, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. The Florida Republican said the site will be ready for business by Tuesday. Britain's BBC says it should have pulled a live stream of rap duo Bob Villain's performance at the Glastonbury Festival.
The BBC is calling the chance anti-Semitic, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says there's no excuse for such appalling hate speech. The BBC has come under heavy criticism for broadcasting the rap-punk duo's performance on Saturday, when rapper Bobby Vinon led crowds attending the UK's largest summer festival in chants of Free, Free Palestine and Death, Death to the IDF. The Israeli Defense Forces. The BBC explained on Monday that it respects freedom of expression, but stands firmly against incitement to violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information available at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez. Have a good week.